Howdy, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Review Fix at the Cinema. My name is Patrick Hickey Jr., editor-in-chief of ReviewFix.com, and I am joined by Nick Valenti, staff writer for ReviewFix.com. What's up, Nick?
How's it going?
This week, we will be discussing Cars 2, which premiered yesterday in New York City. So, let's just start off with some initial thoughts. Nick, what did you think of Cars 2?
First, I thought it was like very James Bond-esque. Yeah, this new secret agent. And it was voiced by Michael Caine, and I thought the story was really interesting. But what was really interesting to me, like what really popped out, was that it wasn't Lightning McQueen's movie; it was Mater's movie. So I thought that was pretty interesting. I mean, the story was pretty cool. It was totally different from Part One from the first film, which was fine. I mean, I wouldn't say like it dragged, but there were some parts where I felt, okay, we could pick it up a little bit, but other than that, I thought it was well done, especially with the cities. I guess racing around, it just went to like three countries and stuff like that, so one being in Japan, then in England, and then in Italy. So I thought, like, the way they would, you have to understand also the animation was, I thought, one of the best I've ever seen in a movie, especially a Pixar film. So I thought that was really well done.
Absolutely. I think the animation was absolutely positively top-notch. I mean, you see those cars racing around all over the world, and there's a couple of scenes where they're showing, like, the helicopter shots of Italy, and it's absolutely beautiful. It looks real, mm-hmm. So I think that, and it definitely captured, like, the sense of speed as far as the races go. But then on the other hand, you have this completely different feel to this adventure. Of course, it's a buddy adventure, just like the first one, but this one has more to do with Mater, absolutely. Like, I would have named this film The Little Redneck Tow Truck That Could, in a way, because it's cute in a way that kids will, like, kind of appreciate it, and they'll see, like, oh, wow, if Mater could do it, I could do it kind of thing, but it's just... Larry the Cable Guy is absolutely hilarious in this film. There are so many parts in this movie where you'll be laughing, just because he's a great voice actor, and he really, this character is tailor-made for him. At the same time, Michael Caine adds another element to the film. He's great as kind of like the secret agent, and he's like, I mean, I know he plays Alfred in the Batman movies, but he was like, he's really cool
he's
in this movie.
As it gets.
Yeah, he's as good as it gets, absolutely. He's using a grappling hook on his car, and he has all these toys and stuff, definitely James Bond-esque. And then you have Emily Mortimer with her really sexy voice as Holly Schiffwell. And then you have a long list of excellent supporting actors giving their voices. Brent Musburger, Eddie Izzard, John Turturro, who's absolutely hilarious, Joe Mantegna, Peter Jacobson, to go along with the whole list of characters that were from the first film.
Yeah.
So, overall, I thought it was really funny. It was cute. It wasn't as good as the first one. It was almost a different type of adventure altogether.
Right.
But it was still serviceable. It absolutely did, a good job of keeping you entertained for nearly 2 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I thought John Turturro added he was a great addition, great element to the second film. And you have to understand, it's a kid's movie, but adults, the beauty of it is that adults could get into it, too. They could also be interested in watch the film just as the first one. So, and what shocked me was the action in this movie. Like, for like a cartoon, like a Pixar film. You had explosions, you had planes dropping bombs and everything like that. A lot of shooting. The weapons were, like in this film, like the weapons were like better than an actual action movie. Like a real live action movie, I thought. So, which is pretty cool. I mean, they put a lot of work into this film, and it really does show. So I thought they did an excellent job of with the graphics and stuff like that, and just adding new elements. So I thought that was really well done.
Absolutely. We mentioned before, with the graphics, and just to go back to that, I mean, the colors in this film, we didn't see the film in 3D. We saw it in 2D, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to spend the extra $5 or $6 to see it in 3D or see it in IMAX, I mean, it's probably worth it, but it's absolutely a gorgeous film to watch.
Absolutely.
In 2D. And it's like you said before as well, the thing that's great about the film is that although it is a kid's movie and it's designed for kids, adults will not fall asleep while they're watching it.
Right.
They'll enjoy it, and it's an action-packed story from start to finish. Mater is just somebody that kind of gets his tow line in you and drags you along for the film, and right. you know, you don't mind. You know, in the beginning, I would say, though, in the beginning of the film, it felt a bit like a made-for-DVD movie.
Right.
In the fact that, you know, Lightning McQueen comes home,
mm-hmm.
and everyone greets him.
Right.
And it's like, oh, welcome back to Radiator Springs, this magical right. world, and blah, blah, blah. It felt a little bit too staged.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel organic. And I understand that it's a animated film, and I know some people don't expect that, but from Pixar, you're expecting excellent story, excellent plot development.
Right.
And it just felt a bit staged at the beginning. It didn't feel real. And as you got on into the story, they did a great job of bringing in this kind of secret agent spy thing, and it
right.
was fun. It was fun, but I don't think in the big scheme of things, in the entire Pixar collection, that this is one of the better told stories. I think
right.
it's one of the more fun stories, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's one of the better told stories.
Right. Yeah, I would agree in the fact that, like, in this film, like compared to the first one, in the first one, you know, it was a great story. We were introduced to very, you know, creativity, you know, trucks, cars and stuff, and the characters, you know, they were fantastic, you know, you appreciate, like, everything they said and stuff like that, like, but this one, like, the only negative thing I would say, like, the only downside is, like, okay, we're introduced to new characters, but it's only the new characters, like, that we're focused on, you know, you got the new secret agents and stuff like that, the new lemons, as they're called, these type of cars. And what I wish they would incorporate more in this film was, like, all right, you have the Italian duo, and they, from the first one, they had a pretty significant role in this film, but the other characters as well, you know, even like Lightning McQueen's girlfriend, I forgot her name,
Sally. It's voiced by Bonnie Hunt.
Yeah, you know, I wish they. She shouldn't
I mean,
have like,
Luigi,
a big group.
Luigi, Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah,
yeah,
Luigi.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, characters like that didn't really...
And Cheech Marin, and...
Yeah, right. So...
yeah,
it's like they weren't really in this film as much, you know? Mm-hmm. And I guess, like, if they would have gone away from Radiator Springs, like, it wasn't necessary for them to, like, show parts of, you know, taking place there if, you know, most of the film was going to be based in, like, these three countries where the races took place.
Absolutely. I agree in the fact that the first movie spends a lot of time developing the characters in that film and making
right.
you feel like there's this family
right.
almost. And while some of the characters travel around the world with Lightning and his team, you just feel like most of the characters from the first film are kind of throwaway at this time.
Mm-hmm. Especially Lightning, you know? Lightning was, you know, the role was, like, very limited. For
mm-hmm.
a lead role in a film, like, I was shocked how limited his role was.
Yeah, I would be surprised if Owen Wilson had more than 10 minutes of
yeah,
speaking
absolutely.
Roles in this movie.
Yeah.
This is really Larry the Cable Guy's film. This is really all about
mm-hmm.
Mater and how Mater rises above the odds. And considering that the first film had this message of just small town and, you know, kind of sticking with our roots and remembering where you come from and
right.
things like that.
Best friends.
Yeah. And I'm not really sure that this film has that kind of message.
Right.
And that's usually a thing with Pixar films. They have this really strong message. You know, WALL-E, Up. Those are just the recent ones that we can
right.
say right off the bat what the message is. But what's the message for Cars 2?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it a fun story?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Are you going to laugh?
Of course.
Absolutely. There are a few times where I almost spit out my seltzer. You know?
Yeah, well, me, almost.
But In the big scheme of things, it doesn't rank up with the top Pixar films.
Right.
It doesn't rank towards the bottom either, but it's more towards the middle. It's more of a fun movie that once you're done watching it, that's it. It's not like the other Pixar movies where you can watch them dozens of times and still get something out of it. That cinematic excellence, it's not exactly there. Like, again, the animation's fantastic. The voice acting is excellent. It's
right.
funny. But it doesn't have almost the storytelling quality that we look for in a Pixar movie.
Right.
So
I would agree. I would say that, like, knowing the time frame, like, the gap between the first film and the second film, you could tell they were, you know, they were focused more on creativity, on the visuals, instead of the story. You know, I guess being introduced to new characters and their new gadgets. So I think that was their main focus, and it really shows. But as far as the story goes, you could tell that was a bit weak. I mean, it wasn't a terrible story, but you know, it could have been better. But that's the only downfall. Other than that, I thought it was a really well put together film. I thought it was really well done.
Okay, Nick, last question. You're looking for something to see this weekend. You see Cars 2 on the marquee. Do you go see it? Do you recommend it to someone else?
Absolutely. Yeah, why not? You know, you take the kids to go see Cars 2. Yeah, I say go for it.
I'd have to agree. I mean, aside from Green Lantern and what else is out? Thor and there's a couple of other movies out. Freddie Highmore's new movie, The Art of Getting By. And while all those movies are far from horrible, they're not something that you could really take the whole family to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you have a couple of kids that are younger, I think Cars 2 is a great choice. If you're a little bit older, you might opt for The Art of Getting By or even Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. This is definitely a movie that you will enjoy, that you will get something out of it, but you won't remember it for years after you see it. Mm-hmm. It's more like a decent sequel and not something that breaks the mold.
Absolutely, I totally agree.
Okay, so for Patrick Hickey Jr., Editor-in-Chief of ReviewFix.com, and Nick Valenti, Staff Writer of ReviewFix.com, we'll see you guys later, hopefully, at the movies.
You got it. So long.